Yorkshire Nanny Company on Stray FM's Family Show.
So today, of all these strange places for me to come and find Lindsay from the Yorkshire Nanny Company, I'm here at Kilnsy Show. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi, Beth.
Now, normally we're talking about children, about nannying, about childcare solutions. What brings you to Kilnsy Show today?
We're actually showing our Texel sheep.
Ah, okay, nothing to do with children.
No, not particularly. My two children are with us, but no, we're showing today.
And what do they think about the sheep?
Oh, they love them.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're really, really into looking after the sheep, so yeah,
good.
It's really
you can good start them young and then get them trained really early.
Exactly, that's the plan.
Now, today, other than sheep and the Kilnsy Show, we're talking about the new academic year and the start for some parents of putting their kids into school for the first time. I imagine quite a daunting experience for parents.
Yeah, it's obviously quite a scary thing for children and parents. It's a big deal. Parents worry about it probably a lot more than the children in some ways.
What do you think are the main worries? What would be anxieties of sending your kids off into the start of the big wide world?
I think it's just whether they'll settle. Sometimes they've not actually been away from the parents. Some now have been to preschool, so it is a little bit easier. They're used to that kind of thing. But if they've been at home with the parents or the grandparents and then going to school, it's a big sort of separation thing.
Hello, my name's Evie and I'm 6.
Hi, my name's Erin and I'm 6.
My name's Martha and I'm 7 years old.
And what is your best thing about school?
Play with my friends.
What games do you play?
I don't really know, just play anything really.
Playtime.
What do you do at playtime?
Play with my friends outside.
Writing.
What do you like to write?
Sentences.
What kind of sentences?
Cool ones.
Cool ones. I like writing cool sentences too. Okay, and what's your least favourite thing about school?
Maths. Probably, I don't like maths.
No, why not?
Because I find it a bit hard.
So would you have advice for parents of how to, I suppose, to deal with their own anxieties, their own sort of letting go, but also making sure that by the time they get into the classroom that the children are as prepared as possible?
Yeah, I think one of the things the parents worry about is how able their child is sort of academically, but it really doesn't matter because that's why they're going there, they're going to learn. So pushing things like reading and writing, you know, them being able to do it themselves is not an issue, that they'll learn that there. And sometimes they can learn too much in a way. So they become a little bit bored if all the other children are trying to learn from the basics.
Yeah, true. If they already memorise the encyclopedia and they get there and they're doing their ABCs.
Yeah, it's a little bit boring. The other thing is tiredness. When children start school, they become extremely tired. It's physically, mentally, emotionally tiring, and they literally are drained when they come out of school at 3:30. So one of the things I would say is not to book in to loads of after-school classes. Just let them come home, relax, have their own time to just literally chill out.
So no sort of manic homework club at 4 years
old? No, some people try and do everything. They try and do gymnastics after school. Let's go swimming. Let's, you know, try and fit everything in. But really, they just need to relax.
Do primary schools still sometimes do half days? I can remember when I first started, and that would have been 24 years ago, would they still do sort of shorter days to deal with that tiredness?
They can do. You actually don't have to send your child to primary school until the term after they're 5. So if you decided you wanted to do a bit of a shorter settling in, you can do, but it kind of disrupts things as well, because if there are some children there all day and then some only half days, they're obviously missing out on making them friendship groups and everything that's going on. So in a way, it's just better to get in there and get on with it.
Yeah. You mentioned friendships there, which I'm guessing is very important for children. I mean, it's a life skill to be able to make friends, but for little ones, is that tough, or do kids find it more easy than grown-ups?
I think in a way they find it a lot easier. They're kind of all in the same situation. They just go in, they start talking, they haven't got the same anxieties and sort of nervousness as adults have. They don't hold back, they just go in and They soon sort of make them friendship groups.
Do you want to play in the sandpit with me? That's like the only opening question that they need, which we can't use as grown-ups most of the time.
My name is Olive. I'm 7 years old.
I'm 4 and I'm 10.
My name is Neva and I'm 5 years old.
And what's your best thing about school?
Drawing and making.
And what's your least favourite thing?
Maths.
Why?
Because it's boring.
Sometimes I don't want to go to store.
But sometimes you do?
Sometimes I do.
And are you already at school, Niamh?
Yes.
And what's your favourite thing?
Playing with my friends.
What games do you like to play?
Hide and seek.
Yeah, and what's your least favourite thing about school?
Don't know.
Don't know. Do you like it all?
Mm-hmm.
Good decision. Well done. Now, the Yorkshire Nanny Company, we've described you before as a kind of matchmaking service for nannies and for families. Just tell me a bit more about how that works.
So families come to me if they're looking for childcare. That could be full-time, after-school, holiday care. There's loads of different scenarios. I would then go meet them, find out their full requirements, and then look for the right nanny for them that would match what they're looking for.
And so if people want to find out more, have a chat with you, Lindsay, and work out how the Yorkshire Nanny Company could help them, where do they go and how do they start?
They could have a look on the website, so that's www.theyorkshirenanny.com, or they could look on the Facebook page or give me a call on 07912 490 812.
And there's I've read quite a few of your testimonials from parents who you've helped, and you've been the answer to their prayers a lot of the time, particularly multiple children. I know if you've got sort of two or three or more children, it actually ends up working out cheaper than having a nursery a lot of the time.
Yeah, if you've got usually two or more children that need care, especially if you've got one all day and after school as well, it can work out a lot better financially.
Fantastic. Lindsay from the Yorkshire Nanny Company, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Yorkshire Nanny Company on Stray FM's Family Show.